Next patient is Trudy DiTullo. Trudy, T, T as in Thomas, T-R-U-D-Y. Trudy, T-R-U-D-Y. DiTullo is D-I-T-U-L-L-O. D as in David, D-I-T-U-L-L-O. Please make a copy for John Chuning Dio. Next paragraph, dear John, thank you for sending Judy T. Trudy DiTullo for primary evaluation. Trudy, T-R-U-D-Y. DiTullo is D-I-T-U-L-L-O for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who had a long-standing history of smoking, also has a history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath and wheezing. And orthopnea. Period. The patient has also lost weight recently. And she was sent for a chest CT in November of 23, which showed advanced pulmonary emphysema and dense coronary artery calcifications. The patient has no wheezing, then has chest pains. There's no leg swelling, calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and a history of hypertension and hypothyroidism. She has had no significant surgical history. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Let's see. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father died of unknown causes. Next. Can you mention in the habits the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and used alcohol moderately? Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has had no weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency dysuria, no hay fever or asthma. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And no chest or arm pain, no calf muscle pains. No leg swelling or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising, nice enlarged glands, no joint pains or muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph, medalists included nebulized albuterol and atropine solution twice daily. Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff daily. Xanax, 0.25 milligrams PRN. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. Losartan, 25 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, this is a middle-aged, averagely built female who's alert, no acute distress. No pallosine, or just clubbing of perfluidema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 96, respiration 22, temperature 98.1, weight is 115, saturation 98, HGNT, non-cephalic, people's reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Blood sounds diminish at the periphery. No wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesion, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, and there goes more lapses. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions, snorted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD is severe emphysema. Number 2 is hypertension. And number 3 is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a low-dose CT chest to evaluate for lung nodules. And also get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. The patient will continue with Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily and nebulized albuterol solution 2.5 milligrams TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, or really if necessary. Thank you.